Vic Fisher is small and lean, and at 88 years old, still has a firm handshake and clear voice. He's a man energized, not worn down by life. A longtime fixture in Alaska politics, Fisher's story spans the globe and several eras of history. Fisher says his mother, a Russian citizen, was working for the railroad, and his father was an international journalist when the family witnessed the terror of the Stalin regime while living in Moscow before the Second World War.
People were being arrested and killed, executed. My classmates' parents disappeared, teachers disappeared, neighbors were arrested, all in the middle of the night. It was a horrendous existence.
Fisher says his father knew people in high places through his work covering politics and called on First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt to help free the family.
She invited him to the White House, and she quickly understood the situation. And 2-3 weeks later, we were out of Russia.
Fisher finished high school in the United States, fought in World War II, and later realized a long-held dream of going to Alaska by securing a planning job here in 1950. He says he and his wife immediately fell in love with Alaska, but there was a downside to living in a territory.
I had lost my status as a citizen of the United States in terms of I lost the right to vote. And it was a real deprivation of what I consider basic civil right.
Fisher joined the Alaska statehood movement and became a delegate to the Constitutional Convention. Career moves later took him from Alaska to Washington, D.C., and beginning in the late 1980s, back to Russia as the University of Alaska's Director of Russian Affairs.
Trying to facilitate scientific cooperation between Alaska and Russia, mainly the Russian Far East, also involved education and technical assistance of all sorts across the board, humanitarian aid and so on. And I went to Russia with excitement in bringing democracy.
Despite Russia's more recent return to a more oppressive government, Fisher says Alaska continues to provide a connection with the country at a time when climate change and other Arctic issues are at the forefront. He says he hopes the life story he tells in To Russia with Love helps people realize the importance of living by your values and taking risks to achieve. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.